And right now it is time for us to go around the world. And that is meaning we'll be joined by Arjun Singh, who is in Jaisalmer, India. And we meet with Arjun once a month. We had complications first couple of attempts, but we are here with Arjun this morning. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning.
And how are you?
I'm fine. I have a little bit back pain problem, but much better because staying at home, schools are closed. So for last couple of days, I'm at home, resting at home. So all right. Fine right now, but the problem is all over the world, as you know.
Yeah, I was going to speak to you about that. Here in the United States, we are dealing with the problem with an emergency declaration from the president. Here in Connecticut and around our immediate tri-state areas, schools are closed at least through the end of March, probably longer than that. They are doing what they call home learning, where assignments are given and students do it at home and then send back that information to the teachers. We have hospitals that are allowing no visitation. When you get to the hospital, if you are going to visit somebody, you have to have proof that you don't have a disease. They scan you, and only one person at a time in 15 minutes. Most of the nursing homes are not allowing visitors in, and all bars and restaurants are closed. Restaurants can use takeout and delivery. People can come up and get curbside pickup and also home delivery. Is it that extensive in India where you are as well?
Well, when we see the numbers, I think at the world level, I think we are quite fortunate in India. Still, we have about 150 infected people right now declared by the government. And I think in the state of Rajasthan, where I live, we have only three people. So, but the problem is that we have lots of tourists here for the last couple of weeks, but now all the hotels are empty, restaurants are closed, everything is closed right now, no more tourists right now in Jaisalmer. But just a couple of weeks before, 16 tourists from Italy, they came to Jaisalmer and they stayed here in Jaisalmer. So it's just because of those 16 Italian people and they all were infected. So that's why everything is very sensitive here. The doctors and the nurses and the teams are just checking everything here. But the, when the schools got closed, I was a bit concerned about that what would happen if the temples are not closed here? Because always in the evening, hundreds of people, they gather in the temples there. And so what will you do if the schools are closed? Okay, the kids will not go there. But in the evening, always a big crowd in the temples there. So you can't stop them. But that's a very good news. That just in the morning today, all the temples are closed right now. Now no one can go even in the temple there. So that's really a good thing. Otherwise, it's not easy for to explain these things to some illiterate people or uneducated people that what it is. Because whenever they think that something is going to wrong, they just rush towards the temple and then they begin to gather there. So now all the gates of the temples are closed here. So no one can go in the temple right now. The hospitals closed because if you have any problem, then you can go and you can't go with any other person. So everything is, I think it's just like a curfew right now in the town here. And most of the people now they came to know because of the news, because of the TV, and they are just checking the numbers. After every second, it's increasing. And we are checking it that what's going on. So I think it's a very tough time for all of us, and especially the kids, because when I saw some kids playing in the ground yesterday evening, and then I explained them that you are not in the schools just because you stay at home. It doesn't mean that you are not in the school, so you gather here and start to play. So more than 30 to 35 kids, they were playing together. So I explained them that it's not, you don't have holidays from the schools, not to enjoy here, but to just go to your home and stay there, because that is the only way. Prevention is better than the cure. This is the only way. So otherwise, if you get infected, then it's going to be very tough for us. Because as I know, I don't know much about it, but when we read newspapers and on the TV channels, we know that still there is no any vaccine invented for that. So it's going to be very tough. But for some uneducated people, like people who believe in gods and goddesses, they think it's nothing. Nothing is nothing, because they think they will go to the temple and pray and they will be safe. So thank God to the government again. When I read in newspaper today that the temples are closed, so that is a big, big news for us. Well, we also heard right now that soon the government is going to stop the all transportation. Like we have the big, big train system. So thousands of people, they travel in the train. So if it happens, then we can just control it.
All right. Now, we are here. One of the main things we're told here is to wash our hands continually, at least 20 seconds with soap and warm water. Also use hand sanitizer. What about the sanitation there? Are you given the same instructions in India?
Yes, we have the same type of instructions, but the problem is that you don't have masks in the market. No sanitizers are available in the market. So the problem is that you stay at your home and then you use your daily or regular shop and wash your hands, because no more sanitizers and masks in the market right now. So the people are, I think, if they have, they sell it in a very high rates. So the thing is that what I came to know, that everyone is trying to stay at home, not want to go out. But we have like exams. The Girdhar has exams. So Girdhar has to appear in the exam today. So he went there with a mask and with all the precautions there, because the state government and the government of then the central government, they just allowed the examinations, which is quite risky for the students, but they just issued that you can have a mask and sanitizers, you can take it and then you can go in the exam room. So the Girdhar had an exam in the morning today. He went there and he has his last annual exam on 20th of March. So the risk is that because of the exam, some students are out, but otherwise all the schools are closed and all the public gatherings are not allowed. Not more than 50 people can gather at one place. And every time we have some tuk-tuks and they are just announcing on the tuk-tuk that stay at your home, wash your hands before eating, after eating, and stay at your home, don't come out. So same thing is happening here. The thing is that what we are concerned and what we think is a big trouble for us, that it's a huge populated country. So if something went wrong, then it's not very easy to control, because it's a huge populated. And when we go in the streets there, thousands of people are living in a single street there. So that's going to be a tough, but thank God, not even a single patient yet found here in Jaisalmer town.
Now, what about your family, your mother and that? I mean, do you have trouble convincing them that they should take the precautions for this virus?
Well, Anita and educated people, they are very serious about that, and they just tell after every 5 minutes to the kids to wash their hands and don't go out. But for my mother, it's nothing. She smiles on that, and that she says, what's going on? Nothing is there. But it's not very easy, as I told you, to just explain them that it's a big, big disease and anything can happen, and it's a big infection. So she can't believe in it. You can't do it. It's not very easy. But the educated people, they know very well about that, because they are reading newspaper. The Girdhar, he just showed his mother a world meter where you can check the infected people according to the countries and the deaths and all those things. So the educated people, literate people, they are checking these things and they are getting afraid of, and they are nervous also. But like my mother, for her, it's nothing. She says, okay, nothing will happen. And if something is wrong, then you should go to the temple there. So for those people, it's nothing. But and there are some educated people to whom even I know. I met a friend of mine at the chemist shop last night, and he came there with all his family members, like 6 or 7 kids were there. And then I explained him that you are educated and we have been warned not to come out of our home. Then he said, yes, I came to the chemist shop. I said, it's okay if you are at a chemist shop, but you have 5 or 7 kids with you. So it's the same thing, the same problem is there. So better you just keep them at home and then you should come here alone. So even educated people, sometimes they are making mistakes here. But when you just watch TV or read newspapers, and when you know how serious it is, because the whole world is fighting against this. So now we can understand. Some people even now, they are talking in the street yesterday evening at that time, that we know some very highly developed countries like United States of America and Italy and France and Japan, so many countries, they are so developed countries. If they are just facing this trouble, then what we are in front of them. So I can understand. It's not very easy. But thank God, again, I say that still the infection is not pervading everywhere in India right now.
All right. So you were at the end of your school year anyway, right?
Yes, I go. The school is off only for the students, not for the teachers. But we have been warned, like the teachers, that you will not shake your hands with each other. You will not just talk with the other teachers. Keep distance like 1 or 2 meter and don't sit together in one room. Just sit separately. So don't shake hands and don't talk a lot. The teachers, the schools are open because we have the admissions right now for the next year. So some parents come for the forms and all those things. But we have been strictly warned not to shake hands and then not to just sit more than in a distance like 1 to 2 meter. So the warning is everywhere. But teachers, still they are going to the school.
And one final thing about this, we're speaking with Arjun Singh, our monthly conversation as we go around the world. Here in the United States and in Europe, it is apparent that the younger you are, you might get the virus, but your immune system can handle it better. But the older you get, and especially after 60, 65, and up to 80, 85, those are the people who might have immune systems that are lacking. Is the same information being put out in India that is being put out here?
Yes, same. Because the 3 deaths in India, they're above 60. And the other thing is that what the people here are thinking, that we live in desert and the temperature is always about 110 or more than 100. Right now it's about 90 degree Fahrenheit. So it's good because people are saying, I don't believe still in these things, that if it's a warm weather, so you are safe. I don't believe in these things. For me, because I have never read any authentic news related to the temperature. So the people are quite happy that we live in the desert and it's very hot and extreme heat is here, so we are quite safe. I already told them, well, we don't have authentic news related to it. But okay, if you think in that way, but don't make groups and don't talk like we used to talk earlier, sitting in the streets, 50 and 60 people and just making gossiping. So I can see it's really the things are changing here. And it's the same thing like in US, the people who are just above 60 or 65, they are very terrified here, very terrified.
All right, Arjun, I want you to take care of yourself, keep safe with your family, and we will speak to you in a couple of weeks, okay?
Okay, thank you, and I always check what's happening in Connecticut and Massachusetts and New York there. Thank you very much.
Take care, Arjun. That is Arjun Singh as we went around the world today here on Robin Hood Radio.